This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate is considering a bill specifically tasked with taking $500 million in Planned Parenthood funding and sending it to clinics more accessible to women across the U.S. Prime sponsors are Joni Ernst of Iowa and James Lankford of Oklahoma. On Italy's annual Pro-Life Day, Pope Francis took to encouraging pro-life advocates everywhere. Francis has been a vocal critic of abortion, likening its crime to King Herod's attempt to kill Jesus as a child. Ireland is enduring an attack on its pro-life Eighth Amendment to its constitution. Government television is offering primarily only pro-abortion speakers to address the nation prior to upcoming elections. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, legalized assisted suicide in Oregon is moving in an aggressive new direction. Oregon Senate Bill 494 promotes advanced directives, but ultimately means that food may be withdrawn from challenged patients that lack the drive to eat. Spoon feeding could be abandoned. Legislation in Hawaii wants to compel pregnancy support centers to promote abortion, and Minnesota taxpayers may get relief from paying for abortions in state funding. New legislation seeks to counter millions spent on 77,000 abortions over the last 20 years. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.